Dr. Melinda, how much time do we have? I know you want time for testimonies. So.
Huh? 30 minutes.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brethren. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that's good. First of all, I would like to give thanks for what the Lord has done here on this trip. And I really want to speak on behalf of our whole team. Brother Mark and Brother Sister Rita Yancey. Sister Addie Chaddick. Brother Bert and Sister Nancy Asbell. And Brother Martin Clusen and Brother Tomas. And our two young missionaries, Sister Johanna and Brother Josiah. And myself as well, Brother George Herrig. Brother George Herrig. We want to thank you first of all for your hospitality, for your love, your consideration towards us. We can feel the love of Jesus Christ from you. And we consider you, you know, the Bible says that we are brothers and sisters by the blood of Jesus Christ. But also, as we do the will of God, we see eye to eye the Lord restoring Zion. And we not only be our brothers and sisters, we can become friends. Now, I don't know in the Filipino language if friends is casual, but in the Word of God, it is something intimate. Abraham had a special relationship with God. And the Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. And so there is a progression that we have in our relationship with God and also one another. Amen.
Amen.
I want to leave you with a little impression that I received yesterday from the Lord. As I was sitting here in the meeting and the Word of God was coming forth, and I was meditating on all what God has been doing in our time here in the Philippines. Our couple days in Lianga. Our days that we had together with the leadership to expound on the Word of God and on divine order. And last but not least, this 3 days of the conference. And as I saw the people of God open up their hearts to Him, and take in the Word of God, the Lord said to me, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord." not just something that we move in to receive salvation. But the word in Hebrew says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders of old received a good report. So, what the Lord was impressing upon me was that God was imparting faith to you. The ability to believe that which God was giving you to do the work to change you. God would not give you something without the ability for you to take what He has given you and to work within your being the change that is needed to change you into the likeness of Jesus Christ. We talked about being changed, that God made man in His image. And we read in the Word of God in Genesis how God created man. And when God created man, the word says that He breathed upon Adam. And he became a living soul. But again, as we learned in the teachings, when Satan, in the form of a serpent, beguiled Eve, they lost their right and their dominion in the garden. And sin came into their lives, and their soul died. What was once living was now dead. Now, when you become born again, well, let me say, before you become born again, once man died to sin, or once man died in sin and became dead in their souls, God made a provision through Jesus Christ as the lamb slain was crucified and His blood was let out of His body, and that blood became the life form to restore the soul of man. Now, not all man, but those that believed on His name. And we receive the blood by faith. But that is just the beginning of our journey. Because the blood which we were once dead in sins and trespasses, it says in Ephesians, that the blood then came and made us alive, made our soul alive. We now had the avenue to reach into heaven again. But it's just the beginning. We had teachings this week on the tabernacle. And our born-again experience was representative of the brazen altar. And the second piece of furniture in the outer court was the brazen laver, which is representative of our baptisms. Not only water baptism, in which we covenant with God to go all the way, but it, amen, but it also represents the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The blood made us alive, but we need the Holy Spirit in order to be changed. Jesus said, "Be ye holy, even as my Father in heaven is holy." And you cannot be holy without the Holy Spirit. So God is looking to change us. But there is a condition. We must be willing to be changed. God did not make robots that you push a button and it does what you tell it. And God made us free will agents so that we would choose to be in heaven or in hell. Why am I sharing these things? You see, brethren, we are a three-part being. Spirit, soul, body. How many of us have a body? Raise your hands. I want to see if you're all listening. All right. Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, that's just one part of you. God has given every man a spirit. Every man, not the Holy Spirit, but a spirit in order for them to live. But what identifies you is your soul. Your soul consists of your mind. How many of us have a mind? Raise your hand. Amen? Not everybody has a mind. I think everybody has a mind here. All right, good. Everybody's got a mind. Does everybody have a will? Does everybody got a will? Huh? You know, you can will to get up in the morning or not. You could say, "I'm tired and I'm going to stay here." Or you make a decision to get up. That's working in your will. How many of you have emotions? Huh? You cry? You rejoice? You get angry at times? How many have ever gotten angry in their life? How many have ever gotten angry in their life? Whoa. Some of you have never gotten angry in your life? They get angry. Filipinos get angry. Americans get angry. Czech people get angry. Let's say all humanity gets angry. So we have a mind, we have will, we have emotions. And the fourth part of our soul is our desires. We could either desire good things or bad things. You see, man in his nature is sinful. So when God comes to us and he saves us, it's just the beginning. How many have ever seen miracles in your life? Huh? A lot of people have seen miracles. Huh? Praise the Lord. I've seen people healed. I've seen people delivered of devils. I've seen deliverance come to people out of many situations. But do you know what the greatest miracle of all? The greatest miracle of all. Can anybody answer that? The greatest miracle. Huh? Raising somebody from the dead? Huh? Oh, Sister Merlinda said it. When we become like Jesus. The greatest miracle of all is a changed soul.
Amen.
To be like Jesus in our thinking, in our desires, in our emotions, in our will. Because God is preparing us. Do you know that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit? How many of you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Okay. Well, in the book of Malachi, chapter 4 or 3, in chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple." Remember how we had talked about the Lord coming back for a bride who is prepared? Hallelujah. He wants to come back for you and me. If we allow God to work within our hearts and our lives, we are preparing this temple for his coming. Hallelujah. We sang a song this morning. Do you know God was here in a mighty way this morning? Do you know there's different levels of praise and worship? Praise is to open up our hearts to God. But do you know when God sees that we're opening up our hearts in a greater capacity, He comes down into the midst of His people. You could feel this morning the presence of God. And we got to the point to where we started singing that song, "Lord, I give to you my heart." Now help me, because I might not get in order. I give to you my heart, I give to you my life, I give to you my soul. My soul I give to you. Do you know what was happening at that moment? We started to open up to God, and the heavens opened, and the altar of God was before us. And we were presenting ourselves to God. We were saying, it was more than just singing. It was a prayer to heaven. It was a committing. It was a dedication to God. I believe that there were those here in this congregation that were laying down their lives on the altar of God. And there was also an invitation being made to those that were feeling it, that God was saying to you, come and lay your life on the altar of God. God is wanting to bring us to the fullness of what He brought us here this week. And God honors His word. I'm telling you, brethren, the Spirit of God not only was in the morning session, He's here right now to touch us, to deliver us. If you want God, if you want God with all your heart, you will receive God. You know, it's a principle. It's a I'm trying to think of the word, but it's a foundational. It's a landmark or something that is set by God that nothing can stop you from getting God. If you want Him with all your heart. So we have to get rid of sin. The Bible said sin separates us from God. So if we want to serve God, if we want to consecrate our life to God, we must first repent of sin. Now remember, right, the brazen altar was the place where sin was dealt with. And the brazen laver is a place of dedication, sanctification, and consecration. Brethren, take hold of God. Don't be like the world. The word says, be not ye conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you make the determination to want God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, then God will meet you. He will accept your offering. Amen.
Amen.
How many are understanding what I'm saying here? How many of you felt that place this morning when we were before God in that song? I give to you my heart. I give to you my soul. Hallelujah. God is able to do it in our lives if we're willing to lay it on the altar of God.
Glory to God.
So
I give you my heart. I
give you my soul.
I live for you.
Let's sing.
This is my desire.
My.
Mao kini ang atong pangandoy.